This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Here's the latest on the fiscal cliff negotiations in Washington. In three words.
It's not done.
It's not done. That was President Obama earlier today, surrounded by a stage full of apparently middle-class Americans. He was urging Congress, some might say trying to shame Congress, into getting a deal done before midnight tonight that would prevent middle-class tax hikes and automatic spending cuts from kicking in after the new year. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. It appears they were making some progress on taxes, but not on spending cuts. Joining us now are Heidi Moore of The Guardian and Sudeep Reddy of The Wall Street Journal. Hi, guys.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Heidi, the president was taking some not-so-subtle jabs at Republicans today during that media conference. Take a listen here after he says he would have preferred to have a grand bargain.
But with this Congress, that was obviously a little too much to hope for at this time.
And of course, that wasn't really the most cutting thing he said, was it, Heidi? Was that helpful, hurtful, strategic on his part, do you think?
It was really hurtful. I mean, afterwards, what happened is it looked like we were really close to a deal. And then after that, Senator Bob Corker and John McCain took to the Senate floor basically to get all emo about their hurt feelings and how they expected more of the president. And Bob Corker actually said his heart was pounding. I mean, he basically turned up their adrenaline, put them back in the spirit of the fight. Yeah. And I think that was an ill-judged decision.
Yeah. Sudeep, what do you think?
Washington melodrama. Look at that.
Yeah.
As
not
we get
surprised.
Closer to the fiscal cliff.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To see lawmakers posturing about anything. If we really were that close to a deal, I don't think you would have seen President Obama come out there and take a risk of something like that. And so he probably knew there were Democrats who were quite upset at how the deal was shaping up and probably knew that he needed to make a point to them. And that was one of his goals, was to come out and show Democrats that this will affect middle class families. But
right.
what all they've done is deal with income taxes, which are one of the easier things to deal with in all of this. If you don't deal with the spending cuts part of this, which is why we're here, because the debt ceiling pushed a big spending cut issue to this point, then you don't really have a deal.
Well, give us a hint. What were some of the details on taxes that were leaking out that are substantive?
On one of them, if you actually push the threshold for whose income taxes you're going to raise up above $400,000, you're removing even more people from that pool of people who would be affected. And so it's very easy once you start excluding people from a tax increase to deal with that. And that's one of the issues that had been contentious, because Democrats know that if you wait a couple of days, you might be able to include more people in that.
Yeah. Heidi, any details leaking out that you were surprised at in regards to taxes?
None that were surprising, but a few that were actually sort of encouraging. One of them was that the alternative minimum tax, which is a way of limiting tax deductions so that you don't take so many so that you end up paying no tax at all,
right,
that's going to be patched maybe forever under the deal that they were discussing.
Mm-hmm.
They were also talking about the estate tax, which is a big sticking point for Republicans. When people die and they leave money to their heirs, how can that be taxed? It was originally going to be 55% if we go over the fiscal cliff, which we are, but now that's maybe down to 40 or 35%, which is a lot more reasonable. But I think all of that leaves aside the real issue with the fiscal cliff, which is not the middle class, but what's going to happen to the poor. A lot of people are going to be immediately homeless because they're going to lose, you know, subsidies and government assistance when we go over the cliff.
Yeah. Where do we go from here? I mean, what's going to happen in terms of the process? Doesn't look like anything's going to happen tonight, right?
Right. Exactly. The House is the idea was that the Senate would vote tonight and the House would vote tomorrow. Senate isn't voting tonight. And so that maybe means they're going to vote tomorrow, maybe next week. Who knows? I mean, it's all up in the air.
Now, what technically, though, happens at 12:01 a.m. tonight? Anything?
Very little actually happens tonight, and that's why it was almost a brilliant move to leak out some of these discussions and make it seem like they were very close to a deal, because
yeah.
it buys them a day and a half without having to worry about markets, so they can actually try to fill out some of the details on the rest of this. But if it's very clear already in any deal, the payroll tax holiday is expiring, and that actually expires today. And there's been very little discussion of this. Any politician who tells you that your taxes aren't going up is lying right now, because the payroll tax holiday goes away. Everybody's taxes go up at least by 2 percentage points for most families. And that's a very big deal that's going to weigh on everyone and weigh on the economy throughout 2013.
Right. Okay. So to be continued. Heidi Moore of The Guardian, Sudeep Reddy of The Wall Street Journal, thanks very much, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Sarah.
Happy New Year, Sarah.